I don't need to be loud to be heard, and I don't need to shout to be obeyed. I learned a long time ago that quiet confidence can do more to inspire both respect and fear than any amount of loud posturing ever could. Maybe that's what attracted you to me initially. You thought you were being so subtle. You approached me like anyone else might. You made polite conversation. You watched me out of the corner of your eye. Tried to determine if I was, well, more than I appeared. But I can tell you with all honesty that I had you figured out from the moment that I saw you. You walk with confidence, that's true, and you get things done. You're not just a passive observer of your life, but an active participant, and no one who saw you would think otherwise. With that being said, none of that makes you truly content, does it? At least not by itself. Because in the end, you and those like you yearn to be owned. You need someone to listen to your heart and provide you with a firm structure, harsh discipline, and ruthless training. You desperately need to be obedient. It's dangerous, though, to be so submissive. Once a man realizes what you want, if he's the wrong kind of person, you can be taken advantage of. So you have to be careful and shy. And sometimes you worry that you miss out on opportunities because you have to listen very carefully to your own gut when you see a red flag. That being said, your gut told you something else about me, didn't it? Do you remember when I first asked you for something? I believe I told you to hand me a key that I had dropped. I had been quite polite before this, but this time I said it firmly and was a bit more delayed with the please. While others would have reacted badly to the potential rudeness of my delivery, you were different. You immediately did as I asked you, and most tellingly, you looked up at me, begging for my approval with those gorgeous eyes of yours. You may think differently, but I already had you then. I only had to train you. Every day, a few more commands disguised as requests and rewards given for proper reactions. By the time we officially started negotiating, you were already so eager. Do you remember how you squirmed in your seat when I asked you exactly how you needed to be taken? Do you remember how surprised you were when I laid out some of my ideas and you found them to be so targeted to what you needed that your jaw dropped? Do you remember our first session together where I instructed you in ways to serve me and then punished you when you failed? I pushed you to your limit, but we were both careful to never go over it. After that, you became so delightfully needy. I had to deny you some things because I knew that the urge to submit could be overwhelming. But each time, we pushed you just a little bit further. The tasks became more grueling and demeaning. The terror became so much more real. And the punishments? They grew so much darker, didn't they? The canings grew harder. The bindings became more elaborate. And you responded so well. You would end the night covered in bruises and tears, and sometimes in my cum. And I would take care of you. I would wash you and tell you how good you had been, before making sure that you had had enough to both eat and drink. Because my property will always be presentable, healthy, and ready to serve me. Do you know what made it all worthwhile? Aside from having someone amazing like you in my life, of course. It was when I saw you gazing into the mirror, about to put on a turtleneck so you could go to work. You looked at the bruises on your neck, your chest, and your back, and you smiled so happily. Seeing your contentment made me content as well. As it should be, the master always serves the servant. I know that you spoke the truth when you told me that you would rather die than live without me, and that your devotion was beyond what anyone outside of our union would call healthy. The truth is, I cannot imagine my life without you. My creature of perfect obedience. I will never say these words out loud, because your devotion is not predicated on praise. And because I care for you so much, I will be even more cruel. I will inflict such pain on you that even Desaad would not dare to write of it. And I will break your mind 1,000 different ways, even as I smile. I will demonstrate your true value through the quality of your suffering. But still, the truth is very simple, pet. I will hurt you and use you and ensure your full recovery. But in the end, you know the truth. You are mine.